remember, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Does it make me crazy to like not want to take any smack about, you know, name calling and nonsense? I don't think it does. I also don't think it makes me angry. I think it makes me right. But that's just my perspective. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to be cutting it up with Dom Salvi at the bottom of the hour. Dom and I now share some time each and every Monday and Tuesday on each other's show. And we've gotten into this little pattern where Dom and I try to surprise each other with some sound from over the weekend or that maybe the other hasn't heard. And I've got some sound maybe that he's heard about, but I want to get Dom's hot take after we bring him onto the show at the bottom of the hour. And of course, you can always find Dom and I right here on WAUK, 540 AM, all across southeastern Wisconsin, but not just on WAUK, all across the state on your favorite local civic media talk radio station. And if you don't have one in range, don't worry, we've got you covered. Just go download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps from. It is free. Share it with your friends and family. Tell everybody about it. Let's go to the phones. And listen, folks, if we don't quite have time this afternoon for me to start digging into government corruption and what we're all going to do about it, I'll be back every day, 2 to 4 p.m. right here on your Civic Media airwaves. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you got first shot at it. Mark, you there? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm here, and thank you for taking my call, and I agree with you on the whole anger thing. I could talk about the Trump going to weaponize the whole government against his enemies, which was never done against him, if you think about it logically, because indeed it would have been weaponized against Donald Trump, Donald Trump would no longer be a free man. But for a moment, I'd like to, you know, to get off that and mention to people that a friend of mine's father passed away late last week. He was 101. He was a World War II veteran. He was a glider pilot on D-Day and fought out through North Africa into Italy, and then on D-Day he was a glider pilot that landed, and then he continued in his service and eventually accompanying the troops as part of the Army Air Corps that liberated one of the camps. And his name was David T. Cuff. People can look it up. There was an article last year when he has his 100th birthday and down in Stoughton there. Wonderful man, a warm, friendly individual, and he will be sorely missed. He's now at peace, but people can look at that. And those were true American heroes there, that Donald Trump is getting all these accolades now about how he's this mighty warrior. And David was a wonderful man, and he never bragged about it like this. He just took it as a matter of course. And those are the kind of true American heroes that are out there. And we need to remember them. And that I really suggest people take a look. And his name was David T. Cuff, C-U-F-F. And he was a wonderful man. And I was privileged to have met him.
Thanks so much, Mark. That's David C. Cuff, served our nation so very bravely. RIP to you, Mr. Cuff. Jack from Merrimack, you're on the line. What do you have to say this afternoon, sir?
Oh, boy. Yeah, Mark hit it on the true patriots. Definitely Trump and this group of lackey acolytes, they're anything but, in my opinion. My dad would be, he's rolling over in his grave. He fought in World War II and was a master sergeant in the Army. I did a lot of training. In any case, I wanted to mention something that Rick Smith says on his show quite often, which is that the real enemies that we have are not, you know, the LGBTQ or the immigrants, or they're being used as scare tactics, which we all know, and the real enemies are the rich and the billionaires and the huge corporations. They spent about $40 billion, if what I read is correct, on this last election. And it is really a cheap investment to buy America.
Yeah, Jack, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, even the most elementary interrogation of the idea that the folks that have never wielded substantial political, corporate, or other economic power in this country are somehow the ones to blame for the screwing of the middle class is absurd, right? It's not immigrants that are making it harder for you and your kids to get ahead. It ain't women. It ain't black and brown folks. Like that just doesn't hold up to even the most minimal inquiry. That makes no sense. You look at who the demography of the CEOs of the Fortune 500, it ain't immigrants, women, people of color, right? That is just a misnomer. You look at the corporations that make the most and pay the least in federal corporate taxes, they're not run by women or people that immigrated to this country, right? They are run by an elite class. What we have now in the United States is an oligarchy, and all of us would do well, whether or not you like my angry womanishness at all or not, it would serve us all well to start pointing our criticisms where they belong, and that is at the richest, most powerful people in this country. Because yes, the economic angst that people are feeling is real, and the hate that they are spewing, that people are spewing towards the groups that have never held the reins of power in this country is causing real harm every day. We've got to be able to do both things at once. Redirect our attention to where it belongs. Redirect responsibility. Quit separating the working people of this country into groups, because we are all fighting this battle against corruption together, and we will either win it together or we will be plunged further into economic uncertainty and angst as billionaires continue to let our money trickle up to them. I'm going to take care of some business. We're going to bring Dom on. We're going to have a little bit of a conversation. Got some sound for Dom to react to. We'll take more of your comments and questions on the other side. Got the farm update coming up next. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.